The St. Catherine Monastery on Mount Sinai is located at the very place where God allegedly appeared to Moses in the burning bush and beneath the Mount of the Decalogue. It is also the site of the second largest library of ancient antiquities behind the Vatican's secret archive and home to the Sinai texts, which is the original autograph copy of the Torah written by Moses in 1446 BC. Written in hieroglyphic Hebrew, these texts include the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Not only were these texts significant to the religious historians that pored over them, they were also one part of Moses' greater history of the Exodus. In other writings not related to the books of the Testament, Moses also chronicled a history of the Israelites and their escape from Pharaoh. When Moses took leave to receive the tablets of the Ten Commandments, only to return to find that his people had become corrupt and, in his absence, had forged the image of a false god in the shape of a golden calf, he became incensed. He then had the calf buried within the hollow of the mountain and behind a fortification of stones. This, of course, did not lend itself to the readings of the scholars, since this account in the Chronicles of Moses revealed a much different version of the event, which was that the golden calf had been burned in a fire, ground to powder, and scattered upon water, for which he then forced the Israelites to drink as punishment. But to those few who read the Chronicles of Moses, they had deduced from it a different viewpoint. Moses obviously did not want the golden calf to be sought as a treasure. Therefore, he deliberately misrepresented the facts that were contradictory with the writings of the Sinai texts. Of course, this was more theory than conclusion, since interpretations, especially when it involved ancient and dead languages, were always open to misconstructions when trying to untangle the truth. And nobody wanted the truth more than Abesh Farouk, a Bangladeshi arms dealer who had incredible wealth that amounted to billions of dollars in American currency. With his finances, Farouk had a long reach to employ those who could achieve the means to whatever Farouk wanted. And such a man was Amal Purakayastha, a qualified mercenary and assassin who had trained with the Bangladesh Special Operations Forces, or the BSOF. Beneath the light of a gibbous moon and within the shadows of the St. Catherine Monastery, Amal Purakayastha canvassed the perimeter of the abbey and made observations of the entry and exit ways, which were few along the walls. He had also taken note of the two guards who had grown fat and had seen their best years behind them. But he knew there were others, at least six according to the reports. From the shadows, not too far from the sentries, Amal Purakayastha fastened a suppressor to his firearm, with the extension longer than the gun's barrel, took aim, and pulled the trigger. Pfft. Pfft. Two muted shots that sounded like loud spits took down the guards, their bodies collapsing into boneless heaps to the stones. After Amal Purakayastha approached with the point of his weapon directed at the bodies, he added two more shots to each of their heads for good measure. Pfft. Pfft. Then he found a key ring full of keys on one of the guards. Patiently going through the watcher keys one by one, he eventually discovered the key to the main gate. As the lock clicked and the gate swung open without protest, Purakayastha quietly made his way to the central courtyard and took position behind the walls. It was early morning, close to 2 a.m., and the remaining guards appeared complacent as two guards sat on an elevated wall close to him, the two talking about a recent football matchup between El Guna and Smuha. Taking a few steps back to place the guards within the crosshairs of his weapon, Amal Purakayastha set off two more kill shots. The heads of the guards snapped violently against the bullet's impacts, with the wall behind them taking on the nonsensical designs of a Pollock painting that was created by their blood and gore. And like a wraith, Purakayastha slid back into the shadows beyond the fringes of light that had been cast by sodium vapor lamps, disappearing. From the dark veils, he took aim at the lights and expertly took them out with precise shots, the assassin never missing.